With your Radio On The Go sports update, I'm Jeff Ramin. This and every Saturday morning, you can catch up with our area sports scene by tuning in to the Mort's Water Company Sports Beat on 104.9 KLMJ. On this weekend show, we chat with Clarksville softball head coach Katie Wedeking, as well as Iowa Falls Alden boys track coach David Harms. Harms has been involved with the Alden and IFA high schools for some time and says the prolonged offseason will test the program, but he's confident in his group.
They know the things that we work on, and hopefully they're working on those things. It wouldn't take much for them to put together their own workouts from what they know we do in practice and the things that we think are important. So it's going to be up to them until we actually can have some little contact time with them to work on those things. It takes a long time to develop speed. It's not something you do in a couple weeks.
IFA looks to have a strong offseason and set up another strong season for the boys and girls track programs. In addition to hearing from Coach Harms, we chat with Katie Wedeking, who's the head coach of the Clarksville softball program. It was the big news last week across the state as we get the coach's reaction to the news of the all-clear to play summer sports in the state, as well as the goals for the program this season. Tune in to hear the full interviews on this weekend's Mort's Water Company Sports Beat, heard from 8:30 until 9 a.m. on 104.9 KLMJ and RadioOnTheGo.com. Like most area teams, the Ackley Geneva Wellsburg Steamboat Rock softball squad is anxiously awaiting the first day of practice on Monday. Longtime co-coach Scott O'Brien usually has his Cougars in midseason form by now. Hopeful for another run to the state tournament, O'Brien has been the AGWSR coach for nearly two decades and shares the head coaching duties with Brenda Drake. He says the comeback from the COVID pandemic shutdown will make for a different start, as most athletes are usually hitting the diamond directly from the track and other spring sports.
They've been in condition, they've been working, maybe even going to weightlifting and things like that, you know, so they've been in the process of conditioning and doing things all the time. And, you know, most of these kids have been at a dead stop for 9-10 weeks now or longer. Some have been working out a little bit on their own, many probably haven't, so we're probably going to have to build a little bit more conditioning type things into our practices than we would have had to in the past. We're going to have to be very careful about how we introduce the throwing and the throwing regimens with them, because, you know, it's easy to burn your arm out very quickly, even under normal situations, but especially now when you haven't been doing anything.
Another challenge this summer with social distancing guidelines is transportation for the teams.
My last conversation with the athletic director is that they're still working through that. The state is still working through that. I don't even want to throw out there any speculation because I know there's different ideas being kicked around, but it is definitely an issue, and it's one that they're still working on, and we're just sitting here waiting to hear what our options are and what maybe options the kids might have to get to and from the game. So, yeah, it's a great question, and we don't have any answer for that yet.
As far as the team, AGWSR, who has been to state four of the last 7 years, looks to be a juggernaut as usual. Rachel Seichardt has experience in the pitching circle and is one of the team's leading returning hitters, along with Allie Gerbrock, Josie Winterberg, and McKenna Cooper, who led the Cougars in hits, home runs, and RBIs. AGWSR was 20-7 last summer, falling one game short of state in a 1-0 regional final loss to Algona Garrigan. Two longtime Wartburg College boosters and employees will be honored with the naming of the college's new Health and Human Performance Center. The Wartburg College Board of Regents recently approved the naming of the Wirtz Health and Human Performance Center to honor Elizabeth, Liz, and John Wirtz. Liz was instrumental in the development of women's athletics at Wartburg, serving as the first head coach of both the women's volleyball and track and field programs. She was named the Iowa Conference Track and Field Coach of the Year in 1983 and also spent several years in Wartburg's admissions and financial aid offices. John, a 1973 Wartburg alum, served as the coach for the men's track and field program and building supervisor for the previous physical education center before becoming director of the Wartburg Physical Plant, a position he held for nearly 25 years. The new space will allow for integration with student faculty research opportunities in exercise science, health and fitness, and physical education. Construction will begin immediately to ensure the project is completed prior to the 2021-2022 academic year. The college's goal is to complete fundraising by December 31st of 2020. Those interested interested in supporting the Health and Human Performance Project can call the Development Office at 319-352-8495. Taking a look at national news now, Chase Elliott's streak of bitter defeats in NASCAR's frantic first push of rescheduled races finally ended last night with his first Cup victory of the season. Elliott won the rain-delayed event at Charlotte Motor Speedway to close a brutal 12 days for NASCAR. The event, postponed Wednesday night, was the fourth Cup race since the series resumed racing on May 17th. Elliott had two frustrating losses in that span, including defeat Sunday night in the Coca-Cola 600 when a caution flag flew two laps from the finish with Elliott leading. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says racing will be allowed to resume in the state without spectators. The governor says NASCAR will race at Martinsville Speedway on June 10th and that other forms of auto racing and horse racing are also cleared to resume. NASCAR was originally scheduled to make its first two stops at Martinsville in early May, but the event was postponed because of the coronavirus outbreak. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league's virtual offseason is being extended for two more weeks. Goodell said after a conference call with owners yesterday that he is hopeful that coaches will be able to return to their team facilities by next week. In a memo sent to 32 teams and obtained by the Associated Press, Goodell outlined the next phase of reopening the club facilities, which can begin on Monday. Ticket offices, retail shops, and other customer-facing facilities that comply with state and local regulation can open with limited staff. French car manufacturer Renault says it will stay in Formula One despite planning a large number of job cuts. Renault plans to cut 15,000 jobs as part of its financial restructuring, but says the company's presence in Formula One will not be affected. With your Radio on the Go sports update, I'm Jeff Ramin.